While 67% of Americans view President Barack Obama favorably, a new Gallup poll shows only 45% of Americans approve of his handling of federal spending and only 46% of his handling of the federal budget deficit. The poll also says that even though a majority support his handling the economy, his disapproval rating there has risen by 12 points since March. Perhaps cognizant of that, President Obama announced today that his administration will be increasing stimulus money spending exponentially in the next 3 months.
I'm pleased to know that having put the infrastructure in place, having gotten your teams up and running, many of the criteria by which money is going out in a responsible way that protects taxpayers having been created, now we're in a position to really accelerate. And so the goal here is that we're going to create or save 600,000 jobs over the next 100 days.
Earlier in his comments given to Vice President Joe Biden and members of his cabinet, Obama said that already the stimulus plan had saved or created 150,000 jobs. Later, Vice President Biden hosted a conference call where he defended what some have criticized as a very slow startup for the $787 billion effort passed in February.
But I've been insistent that we do this the right way so that we don't end up with any major glitches. And as the president said, knock on wood, that hasn't happened yet. It may very well happen, but so far we've tried to be as fastidious as possible to making sure this money is spent the way it's supposed to be spent and get to the right hands without any without any real problems.
Biden said an example of what the stimulus can do is that the Justice Department will be able to hire an additional 5,000 law enforcement officers.
So the deal is we, the federal government, will pay the entirety of the salary benefit schedule for a police officer the first 3 years on their commitment that they will pick up the last 2 years for a five-year commitment. And the reason for that is we are hopeful and quite certain that there will be economic recovery 3 years out, and these states and cities will not be in the precarious position they are now. And so it's keeping a lot of people in the law enforcement field.
The White House is launching whitehouse.gov/recovery, a new webpage Vice President Biden says will be something unique in terms of transparency once it's up.
That we hope by October to have a detailed website where you can go on, punch in a zip code, and find out every single solitary federal dollar that has been dispensed in that zip code, what it's been spent for, how many jobs it created, but it turned out we've had to put that out to bid to find a vendor who had the capacity to do this. Like I said, it's never, ever been done before.